It's a quarter to ten. I think I got that right. I'm still getting used to this side of the clock, if you know what I mean. Tony Moakley here filling in for Dennis Walter. My producer, Bianca Johnson, is in as well. And right now, we're going to be talking all things automotive, car-related. And the man to do such a conversation is the CEO of the Victorian Automobile Chamber of Commerce. He's Jeff Gwillim, and he joins me now. Hi, Jeff.
Good evening, Tony.
Now, cars in this environment, just before we get on to the meat of what you're going to be talking about, a lot of people staying at home, they're not going out much in the car. Do we need to keep turning the car over?
You do, Tony. And given that most Australians have got more than one car, my advice is to interchange those cars when you're running up to the shops, when you're going to the doctors, when you're doing the things you have to do. There's nothing worse than leaving a car sitting around, not only because things like seals start to dry out, but I worry about condensation and moisture getting in around electrics. You need some warm air over that engine now and again to make sure that it's dry and it's not sort of getting falling apart, if you like, while it's sat in the back of the garage.
Okay, that is definitely good advice. Now, you've got a message on behalf of the VACC for the automotive industry. What is it?
Well, I think the important thing here, Tony, is to signal to consumers that the automotive industry hasn't shut down. You can go and buy a car, you can go and lease a car, you can go and get your car fixed. So we're not asking people to go and do the things that, you know, drive across three states to go and buy a car. Go to your local dealership, go to your used car dealer, go to your local repairer and get the work done in your car that you would normally get done. And a couple of reasons that I think it's important, Tony, is there's no point people working from home and then all of a sudden the restrictions get lifted and everybody finds out that they should have serviced their car over the last few weeks. My advice is get on and do it now. And I think also people that are hesitant about buying a car, I can argue there's never a better time to buy a car. I mean, a lot of dealers now, they'll deliver the car to your house. They'll let you test drive the vehicle. They can sort out the finance over the phone. So I think what we want to do is to make sure that consumers know that the automotive industry are working with government. We're putting the appropriate measures in place, social distancing and hygiene measures in place. But we're open for business to sell, buy, repair and service vehicles.
That is a great point. If you're lucky enough to be in a financial position at the moment, that financial position is going to be better than otherwise would be, as you say, because car dealers, they're going to be very keen to sell. So you ring in advance, I'd imagine you say, I want to come and have a look at your cars, and obviously all the current protocols are observed.
They are, Tony, and as a matter of fact, you know, innovation, I think Australia is always at the top of the charts for innovation. And depending on the dealership that you're talking to, they may deliver the car. You may come to the dealership and have a look at the car. You can do that as long as you're observing the social distancing rules. But also, there's nothing to stop somebody in a dealership, you know, FaceTiming or Zooming a look around the vehicle electronically.
Oh, yeah.
There's a lot of technology that's being used now that was sitting in there and we used it now and again, but there's a lot of innovation happening so people can get good access to a car, have a good look around it electronically, or go to a dealership. I mean, the 1.5 metres between people, which is two arm lengths, if you like, and 4 square metres on average, in a workplace, if you go to a dealership, most people know that the showrooms are huge in these places. There's no shortage of space, and again, as long as those rules are observed, cars are being wiped down continually, and even in our repair shops, we've sent out posters to every VACC member last week that reinforces these issues of proper hygiene, making sure that the contact with consumers is minimal and at a distance. And, you know, the last thing that we need is somebody that goes into their garage, notices there's oil or fluid on the floor, leaves it for week upon week and then jumps into the car, slams the brakes on, nothing happens. You know, do not leave your car hanging around in the garage if it needs to be repaired or serviced. And if you want a new car, ring your dealership and get them to bring a car out.
There you go. Now, some people might say, well, instead of me driving to the garage, do I get a mobile mechanic? Is that a course of action you might recommend?
Well, look, you could get a mobile mechanic, but most mechanics will come and look at a local car anyway. I mean, most people use their local mechanic in the same way that they do a dealership because they're local to them.
Yep.
So I would use the person you've been using previously and call them and ask them, this is where my car is. Can you come and look at it here? Can you come and pick my car up? If I bring it down, what are your what procedures have you got in place to ensure my health and safety? And just ask those questions. I've got members that are doing all sorts of wonderful things to make sure that they're protecting their customers. And in difficult times, the automotive industry has stepped up tremendously, and they're there to make sure that consumers get their cars fixed without getting too close to people.
Can I ask a question for anybody who might be selling their car privately or buying a car privately? What should they be doing? Social distancing would be top of the list there, I'd imagine.
I mean, the only thing that look, in industry, the VACC, we're sending out information every day about
yep.
how to prepare cars and how to wipe them down and how to make sure that the cars are hygienic. I think for consumers, they would have to have a much higher sense of responsibility here, because that information may not be getting through to them in the same way. So, anybody that's, even if you're going to buy a car privately, you should be ringing the owner of that vehicle and asking them, what measures have you put in place to protect my well-being? Have you sanitised the vehicle? How are we going to transact? In industry, industry does this stuff because it's got processes around it. So I would just urge, all I'm saying is that consumers should be talking to the person before they get anywhere near that car to make sure that it's prepared in a way that doesn't risk their health.
Also, with a dealer, of course, you've got legal recourse and you've got warranties and after-sales service and all that sort of stuff. Obviously, that's a great way to go. By the way, I'm talking to the Victorian Automobile Chamber of Commerce. It's Jeff Gwillem. Jeff, I know that you know this. Bianca had a bit of trouble getting into the studio this evening, Bianca.
I did. I went to my car and I couldn't start it. I'd left my either my lights on, the inside light on or something on, and I got to my car and didn't get to call Jeff when I was meant to, because I was, as you know, Tony, I was calling the RSCV to help get my car started.
When I called you, you said you were doing something you'd learnt on Fawlty Towers when a car doesn't start. You grab a branch and you hit the bonnet repeatedly.
I did try that.
Yeah, I can imagine you did. So the RACV, obviously, did you think twice about calling them because that social isolating and all that sort of thing?
I did notice that they gave a message at the beginning saying, please advise us if you've been overseas lately, if you're not feeling well, blah, 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 blah. But they rocked up within 20 minutes. So it was awesome.
All right, because the CV and RACV doesn't stand for coronavirus. I just want to point that out. So don't be hesitant. Now you mentioned now's a good time to actually get to buy a car. Can you maybe try to wangle a good figure on getting your car serviced, do you think?
Well, I think, let's first of all, buying cars. I think everybody likes to negotiate on price on buying cars, and that's part of the market we've got here, and, car dealers are aware of that, and consumers go and get the best deal they can get.
Good work.
Best of luck to them.
Thanks for that, Jeff. We're out of time, I'm afraid, but thank you for that, Jeff, and you'll speak to Dennis in a week's time.
Thank you, Tony.
That's Jeff Gwillem. He's the CEO of the VACC.